686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Get caught up every time when Louie starts playing. It's always reminds me of my father, so I was just thinking about it, and then I realized I was on the air. So I'm back. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about composting.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I was just wondering, does the composting kill seeds?
Well, the heat,
they do.
Well, the heat that you that the compost can create can actually kill seeds. It depends on how hot the temperature gets inside the compost. So one thing that I would suggest if you have a compost pile is getting some sort of compost thermometer. I believe you want to get it up to 180 degrees or more to allow for the weed seeds to be killed in there.
Right.
And you got to, there's a certain amount of turning that you need to do. One of the best ways to do it is there are composters out there that you can actually spin. They're
right.
Smaller ones, and those will help spin. You can all.
I just bought one. I don't have it up yet.
Okay. One of the things you can do, too, is you can put earthworms into the actual compost. You can also put, there's a red worm that you can put into the compost, which are the best for composting. And that will help make your compost a little bit better. The earthworms, they secrete their castings, so that actually will add to the compost and make it better. You'll notice nowadays there are soils out there that have earthworm castings in them. You can buy earthworm castings on its own.
Oh.
They have them in like a 5-pound bag, 10-pound bag, 20-pound bag. Sometimes it's not bad to just take like a bag of that, a 5-pound bag, and add that into your compost, so you're getting those castings in there. And you're mixing it in with some of the good products that you're composting. Just remember, when you do your composting, if you're taking leaves or anything from a plant, just make sure they're not infected by an insect or a disease or something along those lines. You never want to take anything like that and put it into your composter. If you're using articles from out in the garden, that way.
Yes, I did use some of the compost this summer around one of my shrubs, and I got tomato plants coming up, and they were 2-pounders.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I guess that isn't a...
I was wondering why. I never had 2-pound tomatoes thrown in the compost bin.
Well, that's interesting. That's not a bad thing that it was grown, I guess, if you're getting the 2-pound tomatoes. But if the compost has to be a certain temperature to kill weed seeds, and I believe it's 180 degrees, and you want to keep it in that temperature so that if it gets too hot, the anaerobic activity that's inside there can actually be not as beneficial. And if it gets too warm, too cool, if you will, then the weed seeds will not be killed. or the other seeds. So you really want to get a thermometer and put that into the pile to get the temperature and read, you know, keep a reading at least once a week. That way you can decide if you need to turn it a little bit more or if you're turning it too much, et cetera.
Oh, you mean if you're turning it too much, that's not good either.
Well, sometimes, depending upon, you want the area to get warm up. So if you're turning it like every day, you're not allowing the areas to compost a little bit. You're just spinning it all the time.
So
depending upon how much you spin it, you know, you could see 1 week you spun it, let's say, 3 times. And the compost stays at about, you know, 180 degrees. And then the next week you do it once. You could notice it's either getting too hot or too cool. So you want to try and be able to see, you know, what you're doing. It's a little bit of like trial and error on those.
Right. Yeah.
That's definitely something, you know, takes a little bit of work, but you got to do a couple extra things just to make sure.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, last year I have a blueberry bush, in fact, two of them. It's from the same plant. And last year I had 3 blueberries, and this year I had hundreds of blueberries on it. I don't know what I did.
Well, one of the things with blueberries is more of a progression with blueberries. They'll start off, you know, sparse and sporadic, and then they'll slowly start to get more and more each year. You might have had we did have a great year growing-wise, where we had a lot of plants that were getting more growth than normal, just because of we had a good amount of rain, but not too much. We had a good amount, the temperatures were great, so it wasn't too cold or too hot for most of the year. There wasn't really a really hot period of time. I mean, I know it was hot at some periods, but it wasn't, you know, all of July and all of August.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was some good conditions. But one thing with blueberries is every year it progressively will get more. So hopefully next year you'll, you know, get even more.
I mean, the branches were hanging from all the weight. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Excellent.
Broccoli this year was not good at all.
Really? It
went to seed too fast.
Well, that was one of the conditions of the weather, because it got so warm so quick. Now, it didn't get hot, like I was saying, but it got warmer. Broccoli is a cold crop, so it does like some of the cool weather. So I noticed that with a few people as well, that it went to seed early. It was just the weather based on it. It was really hard to control because we can't control the weather, because it does like, you know, a cooler time. And we had 60s and 70s in March.
Right.
So it warmed everything up quicker. So you did notice some loss on the broccoli at that time of year, and it went to seed, you know, quicker.
But the blueberries made out for it. Made up
for
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're good for one, but the other is like, you know, we pick and choose, and I personally would rather eat blueberries all day than broccoli. So
I
think you win on that
one. Both are good for you.
They definitely are, but I think every day of the week I'd rather have blueberries.
Yes. Well, I have them both, usually. You know, one for breakfast and one for dinner.
Hopefully it's the blueberries for breakfast.
Yes, that's true. Could I just ask you one more question?
Sure.
I have azaleas in the front, like a hedge, and I cut them down about 5 years or more, about like 1/4 down. And now they're all shooting up again. Could I cut them down again in the same, like almost the same size? Or would that?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a problem. One of the things you can do is if you don't want to do it right now, you can wait until after they bloom and then cut them back.
Yeah.
The reason being, and I'm sure you know, is that, you know, if you cut them now, you're cutting next year's blooms out.
True.
So, you know, if you're okay with losing the blooms for a year and you just need to cut them back, you can do it now. But I personally would wait until after it blooms, given it so, you know, you get that nice color for the year. And then once you cut it back afterwards, it has all season to rejuvenate, get the plant working on its root system and on the plant, getting new shoots, etc. And you'll be able to have flowers for the next year.
But that's good, because when we cut it down, it was like bare. The top was really bare
Yeah.
for a while. So this would be better maybe after flowering.
Yeah, the general rule of thumb is after something blooms, if it's flowering, you can prune it after that. Same thing with like rhododendrons. If you start to cut it off now, you notice you'll be cutting off some of the blossoms. They start to have that, like, looks like a little pod on top of the flowers. Well, that's next year's growth, next year's bloom. So if you cut that, you know, the plant's not going to be able to rejuvenate and get you the flowers for the following year.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, since I'd be cutting it down to almost the same size I did 5 years ago, that it would not affect the plant.
Yeah, it might affect it a little bit. Just because of how far you're cutting it back. So if you could leave some of the newer, you know, the newer growth in the past couple of years, I would try to leave some of it. If it's, you know, if that is unnecessary, if you can't do that, you have to have it at the same size, you know, go ahead and do it. But, you know, try and leave a little bit of the new growth.
Okay.
By new, I mean, you know, new in the past 5 years.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until about 10 o'clock answering all your garden questions. And hope you call and we can help you out. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Swam. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Swam.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Lorgonite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorgonite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorgonite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna with from Cape Cod with a question about geraniums.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have two quick questions for you. One is, could you tell us your Aunt Ruth's way of wintering over geranium plants? And the second one is, we had some yard work done, and when they were cleaning out the back of the yard, we found a wild holly tree that's about 3 feet tall. I want to transplant it closer to the house, but I don't know when I can do that.
Okay, let's with the holly tree, this would be a great time to transplant it. It's something that you want to try and get as much of the root system as possible around the plant. You definitely want, by doing that, that's going to help the transplant shock not be as hard on the holly itself.
Okay.
What I would use is my father always talks about the Thrive products that have the mycorrhizae in them, and it's a beneficial organism that will, you know, attach to the root system and allow the plant to work on its root system instead of just focusing on the shock that it's going through. So it's a great product to have.
Do I have to transplant it underneath other trees, like where I found it, or can I plant it in open sun?
You can plant it in open sun. The holly will take a little bit of the shade. That's why you're seeing it underneath some other trees. So in full sun, it could be too much exposure for it. So if you find an area that has a little bit of shade, not all day shade, but some shade, that way it can focus on, not being so hot all the time and not being, so stressed, because it will take some of the shade.
Do I need to look for another holly tree in the area? Somebody had once said that you need a male and a female one.
Usually you do need a male and a female for the berries. The one thing that's going to be hard is you're not going to know what kind it is unless you're seeing any of the fruit on it. What you want to do is you should be able to see some fruit on it right now if it's a female. The best way to do that is you might see something small in where the leaves are, small like berry types. It might not necessarily push through. Kind of take a look through the whole thing and see if there's anything there. Can also tell is it usually the male holly is the smaller of the plants. So you're saying it's 3 feet tall. You might be able to focus, you know, it might actually be a female and needs the male.
Okay.
With the male, you can really just, you know, put it in the corner and, you know, say, hey, you're here to pollinate the female. We'll see you later. Not really worry about it and focus more on the berries. That's kind of what the male's job is in the hollies. It's just to help pollinate. You won't really see any flowers on it or anything like that. It's really just meant to pollinate. But in the spring, you will see. In the spring, you might see some flowers on it. So if you see some flowers, it might be a female. So it's kind of, you know, you kind of got to check a little bit, do a little bit more in-depth looking at it. But it wouldn't hurt to just have a male anyways.
Okay.
You know, a blue prince is a great holly, male holly to have out there to pollinate.
Okay.
Now, going with the geraniums, we're talking the annual geranium?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember all of my Aunt Ruth's method, but I do know that she did like to get them to go dormant inside the basement.
Did she shake the dirt away from them, or did she leave them in the same pot?
A lot of times what would happen is that you could leave them right in the same pot and just allow it to just go dormant on the inside. You don't want to put it near a sunny window where it's going to get sun all day long and stay warm. You want it to have a little bit of a dormant period, but you don't want it to get too cold where it's going to get a frost or a freezing.
Okay.
So you could do it in the, you know, you could keep it, you know, in like a basement or a garage. The thing about if you keep it inside the house, and during the winter, you know, we usually turn the heat on and it gets hotter. So it's like it's summer all year. So by doing this dormant period, it does allow it to take a little bit of a break from the year. So it should help it out. You know, we thank you for the phone call, Donna. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready,
some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right into the phone lines and try to answer some questions. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about strawberries.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One is about strawberries. The other is about rhododendrons. So should I ask them both at once or do one
sure.
at a time?
Which both one? Will be fine.
Both will be fine? Yep. Okay. So the first one about rhododendron, I have an old rhododendron tree, bush, and it seems to be losing more of its yellow leaves than usual, and I don't know if that sometimes is normal. And my other question, should I ask the other question now?
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay. And the other question is about strawberries. I know you spoke a little bit about strawberries, and I read the newsletter about the strawberry piece. However, it didn't mention how much straw I should put on it. Should I really cover it thick like a blanket, or should I let it breathe a little bit? And is it good to put some lime down before I put the straw and cover it with straw? Those are my two questions.
All right. With the strawberries, you put the lime down before you put the straw down.
Sure.
That way it can get into the soil and help neutralize the pH and the acidity on there.
And it's good to use powdered lime since it's going to be a long-term settling in, or should I use the liquid lime?
I would use a powdered or a pelletized. It would be those would be my choices. I wouldn't use a liquid just because it will slowly break down. It has all winter to break down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I would use. As far as the straw, you're going to want to cover it. You know, you don't want to smother it completely. But you want to take a couple inches and put that on there, maybe about 2 inches of straw are going to go over the plant itself. You know, and you can leave that there because what will happen is in the spring, the strawberry plants will poke through and start to be on top of that. I mean, when it comes to strawberries, they're already low growing as it is. So you really aren't going to be putting, you know, 5 or 6 inches on there. The plant's only going to be a couple inches tall.
Right, yes.
So you want to put that on top of it, you know, and, you know, so it's covered the whole plant at this time because it's not completely, you know, at its peak height right now. The other thing that'll happen, too, is it'll force it to go up a little bit more. And over time, the straw will break down during the winter. It'll compact a little bit. So the 2 inches is going to protect it, you know, and it's going to go down so the plant will actually be able to go through.
And you wait till there it's cold and there's a freeze before you put the straw on, right?
Definitely. You know, it's probably end of October, beginning of November. I know in the article it says my father was going through a field in October.
That's
when he was seeing it. A lot of times they're getting it ready for the year just so they don't have to, you know, just in case the snow happens early. I mean, last year we did have our one snowstorm was about Halloween, and then we didn't have any snow afterwards.
That's right. And we also had such a mild winter.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could put that down in the next week or so. You know, maybe Halloween or a little bit after just to cover it in the area, and that should help you out.
And in the spring, do you need to clear the area a bit, right?
Or
the plants? So the plants are that strong where they just pop through the straw?
Yeah, because like I said, some of that straw will actually start to break down and will be and compact a little bit. What that does is it allows the plant to get above the straw, and it keeps the slugs away from there. It keeps the water down underneath the plant instead of on top of it. So it's actually beneficial. It'll grow right through it. And you can rake it away once, you know, the season starts and they're starting you're starting to get fruit. But one of the things it'll also do is the straw sitting there, if fruit goes on top of it, it's more likely to stay stronger. Whereas if the fruit is to hit the soil that's getting wet and staying wet, it can rot it. So it's actually protecting it. So it's actually, the straw is a great product to use for that.
Oh, great, great. Okay, and about the rhododendron?
The rhododendron, you said, are these yellow leaves coming from the inside or are they on the outside?
The outside, I believe.
Okay. Now, it could be some of the branches on the outside are starting to, you know, do some of their fall shedding, and it could be some of the outside leaves they're getting rid of. Is it taking over most of the plant or is it just part of the plant?
No, it's covering all over the plant, and I just don't know if it's more than usual, and so that's why I thought I would, if that's common to lose so many yellow leaves.
Well, sometimes what'll happen too is we've had a lot of rain in the past couple weeks here.
Yes.
So the plant could be a little bit, you know, overwatered, so it's stressed out a little bit more.
You can't do anything about that. Okay.
Well, one of the things I would do right now is put a little bit of Holytone into the plant if you haven't this fall already. Did you say evergreen should be fed in the spring and in the fall? So if you haven't, give it a little bit of Holytone. There is still, it's still warm enough that the fertilizer can help the plant get into the system. But next year I want you to start get a little bit earlier, maybe at the end of September, beginning of October, and fertilize it with Holytone. For the end of the year, because you're doing you're giving it a lot of help for the winter, getting it stronger so it can focus on the root system, and then next year it'll have better shoots.
So it doesn't mean having these yellow leaves doesn't mean it has a disease, does it?
Or not necessarily. I mean, it could be one of those things where it's just so wet that it's stressed.
Yeah.
Sometimes overwatering and underwatering look the same.
Yes.
So a lot of times people will see that and say, wow, you know, I've been watering it so much. Why is it doing this? This is how it looks when I underwater.
Right.
But it can show the same thing.
Okay.
So if you see a bunch falling off, just kind of get rid of them. Take a look at the leef itself and see if there's anything on the leef.
If
it's got big black spots or anything like that.
Okay.
It probably doesn't. It's probably from the amount of rain that we've had.
Okay. Well, this was really, really helpful.
Excellent. We thank you for the phone call.
Okay, and thank you so much.
No problem. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's on the line next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from Maine with a question about a meadow garden.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. In my backyard, quite a distance from the house, I have an area where I want to establish a meadow garden that attracts butterflies and feeds the birds during the winter. And I already have some milkweed going for the butterflies, and I had a nice crop of monarchs late this summer. But I wondered if you could give me some other suggestions for perennials that I can, will just go and I don't have to do anything to, but will still serve a purpose for the animals and for the butterflies.
Okay, a couple things. There are products out there, certain seeds that you can actually buy that are for like a butterfly garden or a meadow garden like this. I know Jonathan Green has a product that's a seed for all different wildflowers that you can put out there. There's also another one out there from AM Turf that has a couple different styles. They have a butterfly one, a wildflower, etc. You could be putting those seeds down in the spring. That would be perfect to add out there. Another couple things you could do is you could actually put some shrubs in there, like a butterfly bush. You can put that out there. You can put anything that has decent blossoms on it, anything that you like perennial-wise, anything that has a nice full blossom that is going to attract, the smell is going to attract, and the color will attract. There are so many different ones out there that you could look for. I'm trying to think of some of the names off the top of my head here. I know the different types of daisies will bring some in there that aren't that hard to use. If you're looking to do something for the fall to extend, you could try some Montauk daisies out there.
Okay.
That might be something that you're going to have to cut back in the spring a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That might be a little bit too much work if you just want to kind of let it go.
Yeah.
The easiest way, to be honest, is just a wildflower seed out there. And kind of, because what that'll do is in the wind, the seed, when it goes to seed, will just rejuvenate itself and do even more. And there's so many different styles in the packages. You just have to look at the package and see what you got.
I wonder, thinking about planting seeds like that would just blow, should I try to, like, rake the soil to loosen the dirt a little bit, or
That's what I would do anytime I'm putting any seed down.
Okay.
This seed is meant to be like a blanket, just like a lawn, if you will.
Yeah.
And every time I put a lawn in, I always like to, after everything's ready, starting fresh or existing lawn, I always like to rough rake the soil a little bit. So it's almost like the top isn't just flat. There's something for the seed to dig into so it holds it. It gives it a little bit. So when you're watering it in, it's not just sitting on the top in a puddle.
Right, but what about like in the fall after it starts to get established? Would I rake it off in the fall for the seeds to fall down? That would make sense.
I mean, you don't have to. You can cut some of the, you can get rid of some of the of what's there by raking it up a little bit and cleaning out the areas.
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to. One of the things, if you're going to plant in the fall, you could use a straw over it to just keep it the seeds intact and growing and warm. Anything that's on the ground, it might not hurt. But usually with meadow gardens or wildflower gardens, they kind of just go, and once they're established, will go crazy in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a beautiful looking area. It's just natural. and it just, it flows and you don't have, you know, a lot of things to worry about.
Okay, that's what I like. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dorothy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have time to get a couple callers on the other side of the break. So hopefully we get a couple out there. Again, 855-660-4261. I said it earlier today, but today might be a great time to be putting out the wilt proof or the wilt stop out on your evergreens. It's a great time to be doing it. It's going to be in the 60s. You can actually spray it up until it's about 35 degrees outside. So this is something that this time of year you can be doing. Art from Bonide was on at 8 o'clock, and he said something that I really thought was a great product to be using at this time because we had such a deer tick problem this year. Ticks were everywhere. They were just hard to deal with. At this time of year, you want to spray that 8 product on the ready to spray product that you just attached to the hose and get into the woods and just spray the areas about a 10-foot swath around the whole perimeter of your yard, and it will really help. You want to get into rock walls, that type of thing. Perfect time of year to do it. Perfect day out there to be doing it. And it's really going to help you in the next year. And, again, you'll want to do that in the spring as well. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about 4 minutes and 50 seconds to answer a couple phone calls, so let's get right into the phone line. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about garlic.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I am interested in planting some garlic, and I want to know how to do it, and if I put it in pots, is that good? And I also have a question about a butterfly bush. I want to transplant it. Should I transplant it now or in the spring? That's it.
Okay. With the garlic, it is hard to find it at this time of year to plant, and I've had a couple people ask at the nursery here for it, and I've also tried a co-op up the street from us, and both of us do not have it. The easiest time to find it is going to be in the spring, and that's usually the time that a lot of people plant it. I would recommend, if you can, planting it into the ground. You want to be about 2 inches under the soil, dig down about 2 inches. You don't want to have the top of the garlic plant itself actually above the ground when you plant it. You want it to be covered. So you want the whole area to have a surface covering. Make sure, obviously, that the root system is planted on the bottom and the pointy side is on the top. It's an easy way to think about it. If you want to put it in containers, you're going to want to make sure that it has enough area around it. Not put it in a small, like, 6-inch pot, maybe about a 10 to 12, maybe a little bit bigger so it has some room in there to grow. You might be able to put a couple in a 10 to 12 inch pot. But a lot of times people will put it into the ground to grow. So you definitely want to have some sort of coverage over it. Now, in regards to the butterfly bush, you can transplant it now or in the spring. I'd recommend doing it now and doing it sooner rather than later, and get as much of the root system as you can with the plant when you do dig it up. When you replant it, what I want you to use is a transplant, a liquid plant starter to help prevent some of the transplant shock. You can use either plant starter by Bonide, or you can use the Thrive product from Alpha Alpha Bio Systems. And what you get, both of those are a liquid form that you would add with water and pour over the root system as you plant them. One of the things that is great about the Thrive product is it has beneficial organisms. I've said it a couple times today, but you can't say it enough. It's a beneficial fungus that actually attacks the root system, and will make the roots a little bit stronger. You know, when you're a kid, when you're drawing a root system, you just drew little lines, and that was the root system. Now imagine if all those lines were little hairy lines, little white fibrous root system. What that is those little white lines are the mycorrhizae fungus that is attaching to the root system and allowing it to get all the nutrients a lot easier and provide better for the plant. So it's definitely a good product to be putting on there. It's also the only liquid form of mycorrhizae that you can put on the plant while it's actually growing. A lot of times you have to put it at the beginning of the plant when you're planting it, but you can actually put it onto the plant when it's growing and a couple times during the year. So it is a great product. Either one you choose will really help out that butterfly bush. The fertilizing will help it as well. You know, I wouldn't recommend if you're transplanting it right now to be using like a holly tone or a plant tone, because it's not going to be easily to take the plant to take it up. So that's why I do suggest using a starter, as the Thrive or the plant starter. And we thank you for the phone call, Barbara. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. It's remember that for next week. My father should be back next week. I know he's in Florida having a good time down there. You never know. I've enjoyed myself so much. I might take over for another week and maybe tell him to stay in Florida. But, you know, he's chomping at the bit to get back on here, so it'll be great to have him back next week. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. I'd like to thank everybody for having me out here on the radio today and last week. I do appreciate it. I do love doing this, just like my father. So hopefully one day maybe we'll do it together. You never know. So, again, 855-660-4261. Visit his website at paulparent.com. Sign up for that newsletter that I've been talking about. It is a great form of information. Again, it's paulparent.com, and hope to talk to you again soon.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles. Very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.